Thank you. I have actually two different things. Something I learned from Luann, I'll only speak for her. She was 20. My mother-in-law was only 20 years old when she married Dale. He was 5 years old. He had already graduated from the University of Washington with a business degree. He was on his way to building his career in real estate and property management. They bought some property to build a house in Mount Basil, across from the Lake Washington, in the Baker Boathouse, where the Mount Baker Baby Beach is now. Together they raised Mo, Luann, and Stan, until Dave's sudden death in 1968. They were happily married for 27 years. Summers always included inviting guests for a party during the Hydroplane Gold Cup races that took place in front of their homes. After Dave's death, Mom continued the membership at Glendale Country Club, continuing to play golf and socialize at the club, providing Z as a main outlet to stay connected with most of her married friends. It wasn't easy being a widow at age 47, when nearly all of her friends were socializing as couples. She later dated a bit, but never remarried. Mom was very close to her family. Her mother was maybe 65 or so when she died suddenly. In 1947, only a few months before Luann was born. The family found a wonderful Jewish housekeeper for their father. Esther and her sister Fortuna would alternate inviting their father to lunch after synagogue on Saturdays. They traded off making his favorite food. Mom's disabled sister Violet lived the latter half of her life at a special school in California. Before her visits, Mom would thoroughly look into what special events her performances were in town and take her to several. They'd go on drives to Alki, the Arboretum, take a ferry across the town. She even planned some trips with Fortuna and Violet, taking a train and bus to the Canadian Rockies, and the hydrofoil to visit Victoria and Bouchard Gardens. Mom was a very social person. When Luann found that her mom had a couple of TIAs and was starting to have problems with dementia, she had her mom phone the summit to inform that she was extremely interested in moving there. She'd given them a deposit several years earlier, she was near the top of the list.
I'm looking for two cases of steelhead.
The new neighbor who purchased the condominium above her helped her decide to leave. Since he'd caused so much damage to her unit in his remodeling and 9 months of putting her through hell with his constant hammering, it took her longer than we expected to get accustomed to living in a retirement home. But soon she not only fit in, but with the proper medication she really improved. She'd enthusiastically partake of exercising, complete with vocal accompaniment. She loved going to Catherine Sharon's baking sessions. In fact, so much that she'd give Luann a hard time if Mom's dental appointments happened to be on the same Wednesday as the baking. Luann would have to hurry her back to Urien to try and make it the last part of the baking session, so she'd have time to sample whatever they baked. She took advantage of all opportunities to go to concerts, musicals, and theaters, to visit museums, nearly all the drives and other outings. Gradually, she was had more and more trouble with her memory, and Luann would work with the staff at the summit to make adjustments. Mom was extremely good at hiding the problem, and we finally realized that she had accumulated a real team of enablers without any of us realizing that there were others helping. She could somehow even rise to the occasion when Mom was invited to visit. The summit staff asked Luann to meet to discuss Mom's situation, but a few days before, Mom fell at the village theater just after intermission. After her recovery from hip surgery, her memory seemed more diminished, possibly from the anesthesia. Unless she would be content with full-time assistance to enable her to live an independent living at the summit, it wasn't safe for her to go back there. We knew she was too proud to have chosen to live that way and would have fired the help. So, as a social person, we thought the best place for her was Klein Gallen, where a lot of her friends were. At the end, Mom was very tired and sleeping a lot more. Her time had come, and she was fortunate to die in sleep without suffering. I first met Mom in 1971 when I went over to her home to Neverland for a date. My first impression was that she bore a physical resemblance to my mother and was an outgoing and friendly individual, but was more sophisticated than my mom. I remember the 1964 230 SL Mercedes in the driveway and thought that she must be an interesting person to have a Mercedes sports car. When I later drove the car, I marveled at how she could handle a stick shift in a car that basically steered like a truck. As I got to know her better, I began to notice that, unlike my mother, she dressed stylishly and had a keen eye for pattern and color. She was also very active socially and played golf at every opportunity. Since I dragged Luann off to Alaska for about 4.5 years, we saw her only on vacation. She made only one trip to Anchorage, and I gathered that she was not crazy about the frontier look of Anchorage, or our being so far away. Although she never said it, I sensed that she thought I had dragged her daughter off to the boondocks. When we moved back to Seattle, she wanted to give us her home, but we wanted to give her. When we finally settled on a 1927 brick colonial in Queen Anne, she was very surprised and disappointed. We took her over to see it before we closed. She walked through the entry, the dining room, and the kitchen, shook her head, thinking we were just looking at it, and walked out without going any further. I still remember her driving over and honking from the street in order to have to gain our attention, rather than try to climb the 20 vertical feet of stairs and sloping walkway to the front door. She was much happier when we bought the house across the street, leveled it and filled our current home that has a level entry. Given the amount she walked and reclaimed all, it always surprised me that she didn't like our stairs. Or perhaps it was the fact that we bought an old house and she and Dave had built a new home for themselves where she lived. I think that she wanted the best for Luann, but carefully avoided trying to interfere with our choices. Mom devoted herself to family, which we understood. Unfortunately, she really went overboard, worrying about him and trying to improve his life and his prospects. As Mom's health began to decline, Luann and I got pulled into dealing with family's finances and guardians and became his advocate. Now, instead of calling Sam's guardian all the time, she would call Sam's guardian and Luann, and she couldn't reach Luann, she called me. In 2008, we were on vacation in Hawaii when Sam was hospitalized for surgery at Northwest Hospital. Mom was living for summer. We got a telephone call from Sam's guardian, and he was quite concerned that Mom was taking buses out to see family. The days were short in December, and the weather typical Seattle cold and wet. Luckily, she got rides home with Sam's friends who happened to be there on that day. Luann called the social worker at the time, and she was told, well, we can try and talk to her to discourage her from coming, but if we try to stop her, she's likely to run over us. Mom was not only persistent, but very strong-willed. Once she had a mission in mind, heaven help anyone that interfered. We learned from the nurse that Mom told her that she was leaving for the store and was boiling eggs. Joan, the nurse, told her to go right back upstairs and turn off the stove while she was out of the apartment, or she would have to move in the summer. So, we had the stove disconnected. After falling and breaking her hip at the Village Theater, not realizing that her hip was broken, she insisted on seeing the rest of the performance, although in pain. She refused an ambulance, and the theater loaned her a wheelchair for the ride back to the summit and the summit stop. When we arrived, she was in the lobby and wanted to be taken to her apartment. Luann had to convince her that she had to go to the emergency room. Following surgery, she went to Kleingallen for recovery and therapy, and in the rest, unfortunately, the dementia was much worse after the anesthesia. She eventually got a large room with a lovely view of the lake, which she really liked, and she became the staff favorite. For her cheerfulness and outgoing manner, almost everyone new to her received a Hello Cutie 5 greeting with a smile. Clint and Robbie. Now, we would like to thank all of those who took their time to visit with Mom, and those that, especially the women that became Esther and Larry's main support system, and with the few wonderful employees at Klein Gallen, they tried hard to keep Esther's quality of life worth living. Thank you.